from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Boss.
Bow, bow.
Dirty lowdown.
Yeah.
I just brought your 16-inch sausage. The pizza man delivered? Oh, sorry. All right, welcome back. It's the Big Bad Morning Show. Rob Long's off today. So coming up this hour, we're going to talk about a bunch of different things. We'll get to the encore, what we learned at the end. The daily line's up next, where I'll explain everything to you. But right now, we're talking about who has more pressure on themselves to fix their playoff woes, Dak or Lamar. Let me throw it to you before I pontificate on this. Do you feel like one has more pressure on them than the other?
Lamar.
Why?
Yeah, I do. I just think because Lamar is a better quarterback. He's a better athlete. Dak has been there he's got a longer record of not getting anything done. You know? Mm-hmm. Seriously. I mean, I'm not trying to be jerk, but I believe he's got a much longer history of getting nothing done. He's had some incredible talent around him that Lamar has never enjoyed. And he also had one of the best offensive lines in football at one point. Still got some great linemen there. So I just think for Lamar, and I'm not making a case for Dak having more pressure on him, but no, I just think because Lamar is, I think, a more highly rated or touted quarterback. And look at the ratings we had yesterday. Bet the best players in the NFL.
Yeah.
Was he number 2?
Mm-hmm.
Where was Dak?
He ain't on that list. I mean, he's down that list.
He's down that list. So I just think because he's so highly thought of by his peers, and he knows it, and the team has been so good. I think last year was the best Ravens team we've ever seen, and they blew it, in my opinion, in that championship game, but it's fine. Sports. I just think that's, you know, the fact that, listen, they hear things. I mean, Lamar just went out and lost weight because I think he his ego was pierced because he got caught from behind a couple of times. That can't happen to me. He goes out and loses weight. You don't think he's not hearing people say he can't win a big one?
Yeah.
He can't win in the postseason, right? You think he's not listening to that? I'm sure he is.
And so here's where I wish I would have gone first, because then I could have said you copied everything I just said. So it's true. Like, when we look at the two quarterbacks, in my opinion, there's no comparison. Dak's a really good quarterback.
Absolutely.
Lamar is going to be in that conversation for one of the most special quarterbacks we've watched play, depending on where he gets and his accolades. That's going to sit with him forever. By the way, that losing that we sit here and talk about with Dak, that happened with Tony Romo.
Yeah.
I mean, the Cowboys have been losing playoff games. Sorry, Rashawn.
Yes.
After playoff game, after playoff game. So this is a narrative that's been written for them. Lamar getting to the AFC Championship. And by the way, I do think Dak has had some really bad luck in the postseason, too. With the Dez Bryant play that wasn't a play because he was too athletic against Green Bay. You've had some other goofy things happen in the postseason. We've had some crazy comebacks. But the difference between me is one's really good and one's just good. The expectations for a player like Lamar Jackson should be way higher. And he's going to have that proverbial, it's going to be something where he's got to deal with this his entire life until he finally gets it done. And then you'll still have your naysayers that still try to poke holes in that. And then you win another one. And then it's like, oh, what happens? We don't know what's going to happen with Lamar's career and how far they're going to go. Is there going to be injury issues? Are there going to be cap issues? The one thing I know about both of these teams and why I think Lamar will get it done is I trust the front office in this organization way more than I would trust the Cowboys, and history can show you that.
Absolutely.
So,
but seriously, forget ownership because they have the money, but who would you rather as your GM, Eric DaCosta or Jerry Jones?
Oh, yeah.
Eric DaCosta. I mean, it's hands down.
Well, Jerry Jones should be the owner of the team, not the GM.
Of course, but he is both. I mean, that's the problem.
Yeah. Let's go out to the phone lines. Let's hear what some people had to say. Andrew's in Cockeysville. Andrew, what's up, man?
Hey, how you guys doing today? Yeah, I think it's a little unfair that Lamar, the pundits say that he can't win the big one. We know he has the athletic ability. We know he has the talent to do it. What they really mean to say is just that he hasn't yet won the big one. What do you guys think?
Yeah, look, I think there's something to that, but you know, this day and age, with all the, we've already talked about how the news works, right? It's not about giving you correct news, and if you look at sports and what dumbass Skip Bayless and Stephen A. Smith have started, it's just hot takes. Let me say something so ridiculous and be so loud about it, and it doesn't matter if I'm right or not, because people are going to argue with me, and I'll get the mentions and all the clicks that I need, because I'm saying something stupid.
And it is something stupid, and they talk over you and yell.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. They know nothing about sports, period. Like,
the
nothing.
The only thing I'll say to the caller about Lamar is, it's his seventh year. This isn't year two. The seventh year. So when do you start saying he can't win the big one? Stop. I mean, do you have to wait till you're 10?
But the one thing I'll say to him is, you're 100% right. But when you start comparing Lamar to his peers, not named Patrick Mahomes, then what's the difference? Why isn't Justin Herbert being criticized for not getting the Chargers where they should be? You know, why is Josh Allen not being criticized for getting the Bills where they need to be? They've been as far as the Ravens have. And I don't hear the same criticism for him. And I get it. Like, I'm not turning this into a black and white issue. I'm just saying I think this is a football issue, too, where people looked at him and they want to be right that he shouldn't have been a quarterback in this league. And everyone that said he shouldn't, including Bill Polian, you're all wrong. I mean, you've all been
obviously wrong.
Yeah. He's won two MVPs at that position. So that's why I think he has more pressure. Let's grab Larry in Pikesville. Larry, you're on the fan.
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Good.
Hey, I disagree. You guys said something about, I guess Lamar is the better athlete, but I don't believe he's the better quarterback than Dak.
Does Larry sound familiar to you?
Yeah, sounds a lot like Rashawn.
Yeah.
Hey, Larry, where do you live? Pikesville?
You ever been to Bully's Quarters, Larry?
I got family there, but I don't know. I'm crazy.
Is that your white voice? Is that what you're doing, Larry?
Hey, I don't know what you
got. I'm letting him go. Get out of here. Rashawn.
That was hilarious. That was his Pikesville voice.
Have you ever been to Bowley's Quarters? I got some family there.
Larry.
Oh, man. Real quick, I want to get this call in. Orlando had something to say about Adley and Hyde before we jump out of here. Orlando, what's up, man?
How y'all doing, gentlemen? I'm a big fan of 105.7 The Fan. I'm also an umpire for 40 years, and I also play semi-pro baseball. There's a couple of things that I'll be listening to that a lot of people don't bring up. That's about catchers calling off certain pitch sequences for each batter, number one. Number two, if you know that you're playing against a team that is a breaking ball team or fastball hitting team, why are you calling? Why are you not shaking the pitches off? Why are you throwing breaking balls to a team like Toronto that is a breaking ball hitting team? Number two, why is Brandon Hyde having Soto pitch to a left-handed batter when the pitcher you brought in the inning before did not give up any hits? So Brandon Hyde lost us about 10 games this year because I watched a lot of videotape. And number three, if you got runners on first and second and no outs, why are you keep playing Earl Weaver baseball by trying to go for the big ending and still sacrificing the runners with no outs? So it's a lot of things that stop being mentioned. And the biggest thing, why haven't Brandon Hyde not have sent a letter to Major League Baseball for a lot of the Orioles batters that are getting hit constantly, and both teams should have been warned before the game starts? It doesn't matter if it's minor league baseball, little league baseball.
Orlando, we got to step out here. I was trying to squeeze you in here. But look, I think there's some valid points of what you're making. But at the same extent, too, like, it doesn't matter if a team's a breaking ball hitting team and your best pitch is a breaking ball. Are you not going to throw it? Like, everybody should be a fastball hitting team. Yeah. Like, I don't necessarily agree with that. And like, the catchers are the ones calling the games. The pitchers are the ones that can shake them off, depending on how confident they are. Chris Bassett calls his own game. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen that? And he does the stupid thing where, hey, he needs some time. Oh, guess what? My communication's not working. And then he gets a little breather there, and he goes, oh, guess what? It just came back on. He does that more than anyone.
Bob Gibson said, the ball's in your hand if you're a pitcher.
Orlando, call back in another time, and we'll definitely sit down and go over some of these things.
Larry, call back too.
Larry, yeah, especially if you get the bully's quarters. Coming up next.
Reach at Lenny's.
We are going to talk some Orioles at 9:30, but up next, it's the Daily Line. I went 1-4 in my top plays. The Cubs did me a disservice again. I'm sure all my subscribers
are dirty.
Oh, man, I'll tell you about it. Well, we'll get into it. And there's another game, by the way. Cubs game, same thing as yesterday. And there's another game with a 6.5 total today that I'm going to tell you to take the under on. We're coming back. I'll give you the Daily Line right here on The Fan.
The Big Bad Daily Line. 105.7 The Fan.
Line drive, base hit, left center field. Pete Crow Armstrong continues to barrel it up. The Cubs, some insurance here in the eighth at 7-3.
There you go. That's courtesy of Marquee Sportsnet. Didn't ask Joe to repeat that one. I wrote it down and remembered it. Those Cubs have royally screwed me, and everybody's got to be. I had someone send me a message saying, please don't pick the Cubs game today. Please don't. Top play was the Cubs under. And it was a great spot. Like, I'm going back to it today because it's a great spot, and I'm not changing up what I've done just because I've had some bad luck here. Looking at the spot yesterday, it was Pablo Lopez versus Shota Imanaga. Imanaga was great. He gave up two runs. He struck out, like, he had double-digit Ks. Mm-hmm. It was great. Pablo Lopez in the first inning has a ball that he should get out of the inning, but instead somebody overthrows it. Next batter hits a three-run bomb. It's like little things like that. And I'm not saying I should have won this game, so I don't want that to, like, the total was six. There's so many things that can go wrong on a six total. But when you have an error that leads to three runs, it definitely changes the way you feel about your game. And then they scratched out a few more. He just didn't have it. Lopez has been, it's hard to figure him out this year because he's a guy that has so much talent and hasn't looked like it. And then today in the matchup in Minnesota, we get Joe Ryan versus Javier Assad. The matchup in Chicago, Joe Ryan, who he would have been the one you would have wanted yesterday, but this is another seven total, and the wind's blowing in. Yesterday it was 20 miles an hour.
Wow.
And I've said this before, Wrigley Field is affected by wind more than any other stadium. The least stadium affected by wind is San Francisco.
Is it really?
Yeah, because it's on the water, and like even when the wind's blowing out, it can still kill it and just it can swirl.
That surprises me, though, because I've been to that stadium. But
with Wrigley, like 20 mile an hour blowing in is like 30 miles an hour blowing in here. You know, it's just, it's insane, but the Windy City gets this a lot, and that's why I'm on a lot of Cubs overs and unders. And usually when the total's high, I'm on the over, and usually when it's low, I'm on the under. I'm not saying it's a perfect science, but, yeah, and they have just been so unkind to me, and I know people are going to get mad when I send out the Cubs as a play today. Cubs under 7, I'm going right back to it. It's a really good spot, and again, now I'm feeling like Brandon Hyde playing the numbers of what should happen and what hasn't happened. Bottom line is, I'm 1-5 in my last, six Cubs games. That's the bottom line.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they're all totals. It's not sides. It's all totals. And
they're like Major League, they're like the Atlanta Hawks to you.
Yeah, but they've been really good to me. I bet more Cubs games than any other team.
Really?
Yeah, because
of the weather?
Yes. Because like there's such an edge to be had there. And even in the fact that I went 1-5, Ed, I wasn't wrong in the first three games. I lost them. It's the whole results thing.
Yeah.
The craziest things happen in the game. Three runs with two outs in the bottom of the ninth. I know that can happen. Two drop fly balls that lead to runs to tie the game. Right? Walking four straight batters to walk in two runs and then a stolen base and the ball goes in the outfield and then they score the run that goes over the total. And then I take the under on Sunday. I took the over on Sunday night. They had 6-2 and they don't score anything for the last four innings. Thanks a lot, guys. So where do we go today? As I was talking about yesterday being a bad day, let me just go over my top five real quick. I'm going to run through them. I had Cubs Twins under 6, Rockies Mets over 11.5. Those were my two favorite plays. The Rockies and Mets got to 9. That was it. I had the Giants and Nats over 9. That was my win. Padres and Pirates under 8. They had the longest rain delay, and it finished, I think, 6-0. And then I had the Marlins Reds under 7.5. They scored 8 runs. So, yeah, it wasn't my day yesterday at all.
You didn't have Astros Rangers, did you?
No, I didn't touch that one.
Did you see what happened then with Framber Valdez?
With the no-hitter and 2 outs? Yeah.
2 outs in the bottom. In the 9th. Yeah.
No, so I didn't have that game. And here's what I have for today, and I'm just going to run through this quickly, guys. The weather supports a Nats over, Diamondbacks over, Cubs under, and a Cardinals under. Okay, so here's where I'm at today. I have a rule of thumb of things that I like to do whenever a pitcher has gone a complete game, but even more so a no-hitter, because you know they're going to stay in and throw a little bit more than they should. I bet against them in the next game. Blake Snell threw a no-hitter in his last game. He's bragging. Nobody can say I don't go deep in. Yes, I can. You don't go deep in the games. You did it once. You did it once, buddy. You're a 5-inning pitcher. And even if he's a 5-inning pitcher today, I like the chances. San Fran, Washington over 8.5. It's Jake Irvin versus Blake Snell. Weather supports it. I was going to take Washington in this matchup, but I'll support the bats here, as every one of their games so far has gone over in this series, and I think this one does too. The low total I was talking about, the two best pitchers on today's slate, Tarik Skubal, George Kirby. What do the Mariners do? They strike out a ton and they don't hit. What do the Tigers do? They don't hit. The total is 6.5. I'm telling you again, take the under here at 6.5. Even though I was wrong yesterday. St. Louis and Tampa Bay, I want to punch Eric Fetty in his face after his last start. I'm going right back to him against the Rays here. Taj Bradley going for them. It's a great pitching matchup. I like under 7.5. I do like the Orioles and Jays to go over 9.5. And I know I'll be talking about this tomorrow. If Trevor Rogers gives up a bunch of runs like I expect him to tonight against this Blue Jays team, but I do think the Orioles score more runs than them, people are going to be upset. But the total's 9.5. It is an ugly pitching matchup today. Again, with Trevor Rogers going for the Orioles, he grades out as the 7th worst pitcher on today's slate. And Bowden Frank going out there. I don't think you have anything to worry about him. It's going to be more like a bullpen game for the Blue Jays. And guess what? Their bullpen sucks. I mean, just royally sucks. I told you the Diamondbacks have good weather for hitting. I like the Diamondbacks today. Brandon Pfaadt going up against Ben Lively. And again, I'm going to double check these because I think there's a doubleheader in Arizona, or with Arizona and Cleveland. There was a doubleheader. Yeah, so the Diamondbacks and Guardians have a game at 1:10 and have a game at 4:10. I like the matchup with Brandon Pfaadt. Yeah, so the other game is Eduardo Rodriguez versus Carlos Carrasco. That's supposed to be the late game. But as I always tell you on doubleheaders, you have to check because sometimes they'll flip the matchups. And again, I'm doing this early, so things can change throughout the day, apparently. So the White Sox did get off the snide. They got a win last night. Credit to my guy.
I know. I was kind of bummed. I thought they'd get the record.
My guy Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet called it. He said, I'm betting the White Sox today. Yeah. I don't know how many times in a row he bet him. I'm going to ask him. But he was on the right side. No, I think he got it just last night. So there is a doubleheader between Cleveland and Arizona. I thought the Yankees had a doubleheader today, too, if I'm correct. That's against the Angels because they got washed out yesterday. So my favorite plays today... Cubs under. I love the Giants and Nats over, and Detroit and Seattle under. I'm probably going to have 4 unders in my top plays today. I just think they're the right spots, and we have some good pitching. Trying to figure out what I'm going to bet on that Freddie Peralta versus Chris Sale matchup with Atlanta and Milwaukee, as Milwaukee beat them 10-0 last night. So we shall see. Everything is telling me to take the over, but it's difficult sometimes in taking these overs when you have 2 really good pitchers going, knowing they can do what Framber Valdez did last night. So there you go. Those are my favorite plays. You guys can check it out there, and you can all, if people miss it, and I know we've been saying this, you can go back to Odyssey, hit the rewind button, listen to any segment that
any
you
miss. Of our segments. Yes.
Yeah. So just do that and check it out. All right, coming up next, we're gonna get back into the Orioles. More people that want to get in, 410-583-1057. I'm going to try to get all the phone calls. What do you say to those who say Hyde can't manage? Are you in that group? I think he's a good manager. I think some things here we've questioned lately because the team's not playing well. But we'll get into that. That's coming up next here on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, I do keep forgetting to stay on track here. Joe's been yelling at me all day. Check the times. We're going to talk some Orioles. What do you say to those that say Hyde can't manage? I would tell you guys you're wrong if you say he can't manage. But I'm okay with people being, like, you can be upset at certain moments in a game. Like, there's nobody that's devoid of criticism. Like, he can get criticism the same way everybody else can. The only thing I've ever said about baseball is it's such a long season, and we've talked about this. When you use football eyes on baseball and you lose your mind over every single game, there's somebody I'm friends with on social media, and I just looked at their entire timeline, it's just them bitching about the Orioles. Every night, even the games they win, everything's wrong and the sky is falling. What do you think, Ed, just looking at the Orioles and some of the moves that Hyde made last night? And for, by the way, the people that are bitching too, and I've complained about it, I would not have pinch hit for Jackson Holliday. I would not have pinch hit for Colton Cowser. It's not like, I mean, Slater did walk, right?
He did.
Yeah, so
he walked in a run. He walked in a run, absolutely.
So it wasn't like that was a failed option unless Jackson gets a hold of one, you know, but I understand that. So how do you feel about it?
About what? About where we are right now?
Yeah, with Hyde. Do you feel like he can't manage?
No, absolutely not. I think I have total confidence in him. Look, everybody makes a blunder. Or makes something that's going to be questioned. And like, if you make an egregious, look, it is a fine line to walk, because if you make an egregious one that people are like, what the hell are you thinking? Guys in the game, you lose your own clubhouse. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about Buck with the Britton Obaldo move. That from what I've heard from players, not me saying, this is from players saying,
Player.
He lost the clubhouse that day because they just felt that was, you know, cost him the game, was that a real dumb move. It can happen.
And that's another guy doing it by the book, because the adage was, if you're on the road, you want your closer to save the game if you take the lead.
Right.
But if you don't take the lead, then you don't have a chance to save it. You want to extend it as long as you can.
Yeah. And you know, look, yesterday was a regular season game. They lost on the road. Okay. And I don't see this as a mortal sin or a felony or anything. It's just people. And look, everyone we've spoken to, The two of us didn't agree with the moves. We didn't like them. There wasn't 2020 hindsight, because I said.
But I'm not saying fire Hyde because of it.
I didn't say anything like that either. It's like, you know, I mean, Ryan Ripken said he didn't like them, but he wasn't. He didn't totally have faith in them. That's what he said. Same thing I'm saying is I have total faith in this guy and the organization as a whole. I mean, guys are going to make mistakes. Not everybody, you know, not everybody's perfect all the time in life.
Well, I think, like, even too, when people were complaining about the lineup that they trotted out there on Sunday, and then they go out and win the game. And we see Eloy Jimenez come up with a couple of hits, Slater come up with a couple of hits, you know, and then they end up splitting the series with the Guardians. But the big thing that I've heard people complain about, and I'm going to grab a caller here, is how he manages the bullpen. Let's go to Steve at Edgewater. Steve, what's your take on Hyde managing the bullpen?
You know, it happens, but I was very frustrated last night yelling, pull him. Pull the pitcher. Pull the pitcher. My dog even got up and left the room because I was yelling so loud. And then hit after hit after hit. And I'm like, pull him. And he never, then finally they got the third out. They didn't go back in again. It's going to happen. You got to take risks. Can he manage? Yeah, he can manage better than probably 80% of the managers out there. I mean, it's right there in front of us in the record. But, you know. A very frustrating game last night. After you tell me your thoughts, I got a basketball question.
Okay. Oh, did we lose him?
Oh. I think that's coming next.
Oh.
From Larry in Pikesville.
Oh, so what's that? I'm supposed to respond? To what? The basketball question?
Oh, he said, after I hear your thoughts, I got a basketball question.
Oh, well, he just got hung up on it. I didn't hear anything else. I was like, I thought the basketball question was coming after it, just to make sure we get it out. Sorry about that. We'll have to get the basketball question another day. But, look, there are certain points in the game where you're looking at it. And I've always said this to people that question how you manage the bullpen. Sometimes you're playing matchups, you're looking at the numbers. But on a daily basis, like we heard people saying, oh, they should have left this guy in. He pitched an inning and he was great. Why didn't you take him out? Well, a lot of the bullpen pieces are only pitching a single inning. They're not going deeper in the games. And if you are having, I know Suarez pitched well enough and you didn't have the bullpen game. How many guys got used on Sunday? Was the off day enough to kind of get everybody ready? Did you have everyone available for last night? Then maybe you could have done something. But I don't think, like, it's not routine for a lot of these guys to come out and pitch two innings. You have some guys that are long relievers. You might have a guy come out and throw six pitches and get through an inning and go, I think we can steal another one.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're going to juggle it according to how they've been using them. So, and it's not something I have an issue with. And that's my fault for hanging up on you. Like, I guess I'm just an idiot. I thought he was going to ask the basketball question. I'm like, where'd he go? So let's
you hung up on that poor guy?
Yeah, I did. Wayne's in Dundalk. Wayne, you're on the fan. What's up, man?
Hey, Jeremy. How's it going? What's up, Ed?
How are you?
Hey, I just wanted to touch base real quick. I'll be honest with you, man. I've been watching baseball almost. I watch every single game, man. So that was like five. And the thing about it is, like, some of the moves that Hyde, I think he's a good manager. But one of the things last night, like, Soto's been, he's just been terrible, man. And you know it's what type of game it is. It's a 1-0 game. I just don't understand why you brought him in that situation. But one of the other things is really what burns me up. And even Ben said it the other night in Cleveland. You know, it's the first inning or second inning, and there's a man on third, and he's bringing the infield in.
Yeah.
So what you're doing is you're giving them a big inning. Let them score one run. If we can't score one or two runs in a whole game, then we got way bigger issues. But it's the little things like that. When he pitched in Cleveland, look who he pitched. He put O'Hearn in there as a pitch hitter. The guy you took Couser out on a 17-game hitting streak. His last chance to do that. And I know it's about the team winning, but what does that say to Couser when you take him out of the game on a 17-game hitting streak, and you put a guy in who's never got a hit in the major leagues in his life, and you're coming down to this, and that's what you do. What does that say? Couser's not worried about that, but just the like, damn, you know, that's what I worry about.
Yeah, about Jackson Holliday too.
Appreciate it.
I mean, he just hit a home run. Yeah. I hit a home run tonight. He's pulling me.
I can't argue with what he's saying. The Soto stuff, especially, is how things went in his last game. He's a guy that you want to build his confidence back up for whatever's going. You know, like he got blown up in the last game, looked like nothing was going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
And the same exact thing happened in this one. So I understand that. Let's grab one more here real quick. Mitchell's in Baltimore. Mitchell, you're on the fan.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you for taking the call. I would say Hyde's a good manager, like a modern-day Major League Baseball manager. I don't think anyone else in the American League East managers I'd rather have than him. They all do the same thing. I think the most egregious move last night was pulling Smith. The guy's throwing 97 miles an hour. You got to get four innings out of your bullpen. Vladimir Guerrero gets a bloop hit, I mean, that's no crime in that. And he brings in a guy who got lit up the last time out. You got Perez in the pen, who's a high-leverage guy. The game was lost right there when he pulled Smith. It just doesn't make any sense.
Okay, but I appreciate the phone call, man. And again, there's a lot of people that feel that way. I didn't have a problem with that as much as, and Smith's been pitching great for him. But putting Soto in that spot was not something I wanted to see. And again, like, I would not have pinch hit for Jackson Holliday and Colton Cowser in those spots for all the reasons people have said, but it's one game.
Mm-hmm. No, it's one game, right.
But you're in a playoff race. That's the difference.
It's right. But again, I'll take pushback on that. You're going to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt about it. They're going to the postseason.
Look, you already know fans aren't going to be happy if they don't win this division. We could have had this. Especially depending on what happens in the postseason. But again, all the stuff that we're bitching about today, the most important thing that happened yesterday was Grayson Rodriguez got hurt. So, all right, we've got to do the encore. We've got to do this live. We're going to do it live. Encore, what we've learned. All that coming up right here on 105.7 The Fan. The two dudes.
Oh, yes, in Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah, two dudes in Hell's Kitchen. One of them's a butterscotch bandit. He turned the other guy around, stuck his nose up his back end, and then, I don't want to say broad daylight, but it's clearly visible.
It was well lit. I don't care if it was nighttime or not daylight.
It's very well lit, and you see somebody recording as he's going to town. He's eating that thing like a pie-eating contest with his arms behind his back, and somebody get him a mint. Some guy walks by and turns around and goes, and then he's like kind of walking backwards and watching him like, is this really happening?
Well, that's
right now?
It is. It's like, am I seeing this? Like,
did you say butterscotch bandit?
Yeah, the butterscotch bandit.
I've never once ever heard it.
Oh, you never paid attention. That's one of his favorites.
Yeah, there was a rumor. I just want to say it's a rumor that Owen Wilson was a butterscotch bandit. You know, someone that's going down there looking for a good time and then says, I want to see what's out back. That's a butterscotch bandit.
With the person of the same sex?
It doesn't have to be the same. It can be.
Well, that's not that odd.
Well, that's different.
Oh.
I know plenty of people that are butterscotch bandits then.
Is that what they prefer?
I know. How many people are in that room in there? There's two people and someone raised their hand.
Oh, I didn't see him raise his hand. You disgusting heathen, Ed. He didn't have to raise his hand for me to know that. What'd you say? If it's not dirty, it's not what? What's the old
ain't
Woody?
You're doing it right.
Yeah, that's...
Sex ain't dirty, not doing it right.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. All right, let's get off of this. I shouldn't even said that.
And that's the encore, brought to you by Naloxone. When people use opioids, they run the risk of overdosing. But with Naloxone, you can administer a life-saving dose. For more information, visit stopoverdose.maryland.gov or call or text 988.
Speaking of the butterscotch bandit, Joe, is it in season? I didn't know if it was out of season, like cantaloupe. You know, when it's
too warm, right?
Ed, is it in season?
If she's got a butt like a cantaloupe, it's always in season.
We got to get to what we learned.
Like a cantaloupe split in half. They're perfect.
I just hope you don't have to pull out any seeds. What did you learn today, Ed?
Well, I told you before, I'm just giving the universe the middle finger because I really did dedicate most of my life to doing good for the public and serving people and just trying to make the world a better place. Didn't try to make a lot of money. How's Snoop Dogg getting $500,000 to walk around Paris? And then I get into a Snoop Dogg hole. I never knew Nate Dogg was his cousin.
Yeah, your last name's Dogg.
Yeah, I know. That's not the real name. Yeah, his name is Broadus.
Hold up.
His name is Broadus. But anyway, and I didn't know Johnny Cochran defended him in the murder trial.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Didn't realize that.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, very nice. Yes, he got off. Him and his bodyguard got off.
Nice. And now they're at the Olympics getting paid $500,000 a day to have fun. Yeah.
The only way I get off is on my couch at home because I never win anything in court.
Hey, in 5 minutes you'll be getting off. Actually, 2 minutes. All right, let's get to some of these.
Yeah, then I get my hovercraft.
One of my favorites offered the elderly neighbor across the street $20 to try out her stair lift. I think she's going to take me up on it. I wanted to create a product that's a laxative, but also contains Advil for the pain. I call it, I be pooping. When a woman says 5 minutes, think like 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter of an NBA game and both teams have all their timeouts.
That's so true.
FYI, you pee on a jellyfish sting and not a jelly stain. Again, my apologies to the lady at the Waffle House this morning. Being in a relationship is solving problems together. Problems you wouldn't have if you were single.
Could you send me that?
And lastly, I love this one. I once got fired from a new job for asking customers if they preferred smoking or non-smoking. Apparently, it's cremation or burial. Oh, that's rough. All right, so we got Vinny. Well, is Haney back?
No.
Haney's still out. And I saw the picture of him with the one eye. He's got his patch over his eye. So so it's Vinny and Cordell today?
Yes. I just saw Cordell.
Cool. This is something that usually when you're hosting a show, you check in on first. But here we are at the end, and I did not do that.
In fairness to you, you did an big Al Suarez today.
Yeah. I didn't know I was starting.
Until we woke up.
Jump right in. Just still got the loss, I think. Anyway, all right, so we've got Vinny and Haney coming up next. We're back tomorrow. Hopefully Rob's back. We'll see. If not, Ed and I will be here, and then I go on vacation. I'm going to be gone.
A long time.
So I'm off all next week and this Friday. Whew! All right, Vinny and Cordell coming up next, guys. Stay tuned for that right here on 105.7 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.